From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jemma Gaudette. What just happened to Boise's hot housing market? That's the headline from a recent Idaho Statesman story about how Boise's crazy market for homes may be slowing down. We wanted to know more, so we asked Paul Schwedelson, the growth and development reporter at the Idaho Statesman, to join us today. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Okay, so you talked with a realtor who said she has houses that are listed up to $150,000 below market price, and she isn't getting any showings. Other agents are saying they're showing houses but not getting a ton of offers. It sounds like a big difference from what we've been seeing in the Boise market, yes?
Yeah, that's the biggest change, and the reason I wrote that article was finding out about this shift. Redfin, as a national real estate brokerage, reported that 41% of Boise home sellers dropped their prices in April, which led the country of the places that they analyzed. So when I had seen that, that was a big shock. Maybe not a shock, but a change, obviously, a big change from what we had been hearing for the past 2 years. And anecdotally, real estate agents on the ground are seeing that as well. So I guess we'll have to see what happens next in terms of prices and following what's going to happen. But the change in the buyer tendencies and the less activity, I mean, we all heard these crazy stories about the bidding wars and these crazy open houses with lines and lines of people. And
yep.
It's such a big change. So, it's a big change from that. So that's why we'll have to keep an eye on.
Well, it sounded like some of the folks you talked to were a little nervous, the real estate agents out there. What else were they telling you?
Well, I guess it's just some uncertainty just because it is a, like I said, it is a change. And so we don't know what's going to happen next. It's hard to say, whether that's going to be a big crash or a leveling off. I think maybe there's that aspect of uncertainty. And with buyers, that's something that people are nervous. They don't want to buy and then, get into trouble if the values go down, or they don't want to buy and then the values go down and they overpaid or different things like that. So there's a lot of different dynamics that I think, that predictability, I guess, is probably the biggest thing that is probably the cause for the, those different kinds of emotions, I think. And then we'll just have to go from there and see what's going to happen next.
Well, buyers do appear to be nervous, so let's talk about some of the things that might be giving them cold feet. Well, interest rates are rising, yes?
Yeah, then that's one of the agents that I talked to said that's the biggest driver of the change in the buyer tendencies is the interest rates going up. I mean, for the past few years, it's been around 2 or 3%, and now up around 5%, climbing close to 6%. Projections say that those are going to continue to go up as the year continues. So that's going to be a big change, I think, from what the, what had been going on the past couple of years. And, when you think about affordability and what can people, manage, that's a huge piece of the puzzle. And you could look at the raw price itself, but that monthly payment is going to be a huge, difference from, depending on what the rates are. So that's a huge factor in it and something, to keep in mind.
Well, and the median, you reported the median price of a home in Ada County has gone up 58.7% from April of 2020 to April of 2022, which sounds like a good thing for sellers, but that is scaring buyers too?
Yeah, and it's the combination. I mean, to have prices go up that much, I think that's, plus the interest rates, like that combination is just really weighing on buyers and the two big causes of why people may be slowing down or just saying, I'll take a little break. These prices might be too much at the moment. I'll maybe take a break and circle back later. And that is a big cause for the price drops to be happening from the list price. So, you know, real estate agents are, you know, everything is based on the comparables. So, you know, you're going to list a house, you know, and list the price for a house based on what's nearby and what are the recent comparisons for that house. So when prices go up that much, that quickly, you know, that becomes the new comparison. And now that with interest rates going up, that affordability is just, there's just a big crunch on what people can afford. And that's, you know, a big factor in the drops as well.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Paul Schwedelson, the growth and development reporter at the Idaho Statesman, about a possible change in Boise's housing market. I think one of the brokers you talked to said it's sort of like a golf swing, which sounded actually a little scary.
Yeah. So what she meant by that was that, you know, it starts off slow, it goes slow, and then all of a sudden it accelerates. And so when there are shifts in the market, that's what she was referring to, is it might start slow, and then all of a sudden it changes really fast. And so that's the thing to keep an eye on, especially, you know, right now the median prices of you know, the overall, the big picture median prices of homes in Ada County has continued to go up. Maybe not as much, you know, a percentage year over year, maybe a little bit down, but still, I mean, in April, which is the most recent numbers that we have so far as of now, the median price of a home in April was $595,000. So, you know, that was a record. And so what will happen next, now that we're seeing the buyers start to taper off, what could happen next, and obviously we can't predict the future, but what could happen next is that then those prices start to either level out or drop. And that would be the next stage in that shift. And it could happen fast. You know, it could happen like a golf swing.
Wow. So, and what advice are agents giving sellers? I mean, should you, if your house isn't selling, should you slowly drop the price on your house until you get an offer? Should you drop it dramatically?
One of the agents I spoke with, she recommended one bigger drop rather than incremental drops, because she said that if buyers see incremental drops, they might continue wait for it to drop again and again. So she recommended one bigger incremental drop. She also recommended sellers to just kind of be a little patient. I mean, you know, all of a sudden, within the past 2 years, people got used to their houses selling so quickly. Mm-hmm. And now they may be recommending, be prepared for your house to be on the market for 30 days, which is different from what the situation was a year ago or 2 years ago. So I think people, maybe the shift and the behaviors is just adjusting to what those market factors are that are going on right now.
Oh boy. All right. Well, we could definitely be seeing a change. Like you said, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, wait and see. But these are interesting trends to keep an eye on for sure.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Paul Schwedelson, the growth and development reporter at the Idaho Statesman, about a possible cooling off of Boise's housing market. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll link back to Paul's story on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Up next, gas prices in Idaho are teetering on the edge of $5 a gallon. We'll find out more after the break. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.